Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jelly. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we discuss, debate, react, scream about yesterday's 33-16 loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up at 1, we'll update you on the Phillies scenarios. I can't wait for this weekend and baseball and the Phillies and the playoffs. I need a distraction from the Eagles. I think I speak for everyone saying, get us to right October. Saturday will be game 1 of the Phillies series. We'll go through the possibilities of their three opponents and how today, actually a doubleheader today, is going to affect all that. We'll hit that at 1 o'clock. But Hugh, we've been discussing today a lot with the Eagles. And what was the biggest reason for yesterday's loss? It is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Sirianni, Hurts, injuries, defense. Hugh, you know I'm coming down on Sirianni. I just don't think they were prepared enough to play yesterday. Sloppy, and it just doesn't feel like they get any competitive advantage from their head coach. Hugh, when you look at yesterday, what's the biggest reason that looked like it did?
I think their coaching is culpable in some of this. I think the defense got complacent. I don't know why, though. Like, you're not that good. You had a great game last week, but you haven't arrived. Jalen Carter was a non-factor yesterday, which kind of blows my mind because here's a guy that last week, they're getting ready to make his bust in Canton. Like, he's getting ready to be, like, he's being talked about in the same breath as Warren Sapp, Jerome Brown.
Yep.
You know, guys like that. And then you come up. You're on the back of a milk carton yesterday. All that, the whole defense was on the back of a milk carton.
Well, the missed tackles. I think Ray didn't interest it. He charted as 18 missed tackles yesterday. That's Hugh, I know you said something earlier, and we got upset at you. I understand your point that the first month of the season is almost like the new preseason. You can't miss 18 tackles in week 4.
No, you can't.
18 tackles?
You regressed. We talk about regression, and we talk about the quarterback. The quarterback gets the most heat because every time something goes wrong, you follow the money trail.
Of course.
That's natural. And I get that. And I'm not up here trying to absolve him from anything because there were some throws that he could have made that he didn't make, you know, that probably could have changed the game. But if my quarterback is struggling and I know the game got away from him, then you have to pull the game back and try to get him back on the right track by giving him throws that are easy throws to make, situations like that. And they probably did that. Jalen held the ball a little bit longer than he's supposed to. But going into this game, the fact that your defense didn't look – it was the tale of two defenses. That's what it was. The defense that played yesterday, they left them cats in New Orleans.
They're on Bourbon Street.
If I'm any of those players that play, I'm trying to call somebody. You got voodoo down there in New Orleans. Somebody took you – and replace you with somebody else. You need to go find the real you.
Yeah.
Who is the real defense?
Well, Hugh, all right, let's talk about that for a second, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. Three games this year, They have not played very well, right? They had some moments in the Falcon game and the Packer game, especially when they held them out of the end zone. But I would say three of the games this year, you look at the stats, you're like, ugh. And then one game, they played really well.
Because they were mad.
So right now, they're 3 out of 4. One out of four looking really good. I mean, it tells me that they're not a very good defense, but they have the ability if they want to.
Pride. That's, at this point, Joe, that's exactly what it is.
Well, in 2 weeks when they come out of a bye and they get to face the ghost of Deshaun Watson, they better play good defense.
Pride. I mean,
if that guy comes in here and scores points, it's over.
Pride, want to, accountability, all of that. Nobody had any of that yesterday.
No, they haven't. It looked bad. It looked as bad as the box score says. Self in North Philly. I think he's up now, ready to go. What's up, Self?
Oh, what's going on, fellas? Hey, first off, I apologize for my horn. You know what I mean? I had an earphone in my ear and it died, so I lost contact with y'all.
All good. We got you now. What are you feeling?
I learned a couple things listening today, man. First of all, you never trust a man named Howard. You never believe nothing they say. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I learned.
Secondly, 100%, man.
I don't understand Philly fans. One minute they saying Jalen got to stay in the pocket and stop running out the pocket so early. Next minute they saying he got to have pocket presence and know how to stay in the pocket. Pick the struggle, dog. Like, which one is it with y'all? I don't get Philly fans. Like, I don't understand y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Now, here's where my apology coming at, Joe. I'm going to talk to you because you diplomatic. You, I love you, man. Pause. We more like than, I keep saying this, than what you even realize. But, Joe, have I not said to y'all on this show, number one, we went and got the mastermind of that soft defense and think we're going to win something or do something.
You have said
I
that. And
y'all
the, yeah, you have
come back to bite it.
And the Fangio right? defense so far, not impressive.
Right. Have I said to y'all, we go out and get a Dallas coordinator when Dallas couldn't get out of a playoff game, a first round, or get to the playoffs. Have I not said that to y'all?
You did. And by the way, Sal, before you go on, the other coordinator they were reportedly interested in was Cliff Kingsbury, who is down there in Washington right now, lighting it up with a rookie quarterback. So we got Kellen Moore. We didn't get Kingsbury.
Exactly. They getting yes people. Now, did I not say to y'all, Jalen is who Jalen is. I expect for him to throw an interception or fumble the ball once per game now. It's his identity. It's who he is. If his first look is not there, he panics and he forces balls that he shouldn't. That is not that. You can coach that, but that's instinct. That's instinct. And this is what we're dealing with. And as far as Sirianni, I think he purposely trying to sabotage the team and get fired. That's what I think. And I kind of love him for it because he's telling everybody to kiss his ass. You know what I mean? Like, this is what's happening. And have I not said to y'all, and here's why I got to apologize to y'all, right? Because I was pissed when we let go Swift and picked up Saquon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Saquon, I apologize. He's a beast, right? But what did I say to y'all? I said, if we use him. I said all of this. So when I call in on the radio and I hear everybody saying what I done told y'all a month ago, you know what I mean? Nobody wanted to listen before the season even started. Now I'm hearing everybody say the same thing that I said. They're not using him. He's not going to be happy here soon. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they did use him a lot the first three games. Not as much yesterday. I mean, they did give him the ball a lot the first three games.
But that's because the Eagles are – I told Kyle, listen, Kyle is a true microwave generation product.
Kyle's an
idiot. I told him football – exactly. Football is a run-first sport. You open up the pass by running. The Eagles is the only team that don't seem to get that. They ain't get the memo. You got to run and use, like you said, you got to use Saquon Barkley and stop saying it was the defense – that had us down 24-0. Because, yes, they did get scored on, but when the offense get on the field, aren't they supposed to score too?
Well, of course they are. They're supposed to. Yeah, Self, and we appreciate the call. So it was a congratulations tour for Self by himself, to himself. I mean, he was right about a lot of those things. Hugh, he kind of shares your sentiment that Sirianni's acting... I don't think he's sabotaging it on purpose. I think he's just not a good coach
on his
own.
He's self-aware.
But I...
Very, very self-aware.
So you think that chewing gum thing in the podium yesterday wasn't like an accident?
Self, you know what's like, funny?
Again.
You know what's funny, Self? I told Joe, we have a lot of conversations off the air. And I told Joe today, I said, I think Coach is doing this on purpose because he's a smart man. I do not believe, we like to use the word dumb. I don't think Coach Sirianni's dumb. I really don't. But he's very, very self-aware. He knew going into that press conference that chewing gum would probably send the message that he wanted to send. I don't know what that message was, the fact that he sat there defensively. And they asked him what was going on, and he really didn't give you a whole lot.
It sounded like he didn't know.
He is a very strategic person, I believe. There's something going on. I hate to, and I still, don't get me wrong now, I'm still making my plans to make it to Louisiana. But when you start to see certain things happen, you tend to wonder what the hell's really going on. Like, Darius Slade coming out unsolicited, talking about his stat sheet. That was
his career stat sheet, by the way. That feels unsolicited.
That feels unsolicited.
Well, you know what that was? He looked at his Twitter. People were ripping him. And he said, well, I'm good.
Joe, I don't know if it happened immediately after the game, but that's unsolicited, like, defense of your position. That sounds to me like that came from somebody else complaining about your play, coupled with what was being said about your play on social media. I'm a conspiracy dude. I'm a conspiracy brother.
I know.
And it feels like that's what this is. This is. It's a lot of explaining for week four of the season.
Kyle, what do you buy with Hugh's conspiracy? Is Sirianni...
No, that's ridiculous.
You don't think so?
No, dude, what do you think? Sirianni's trying to get fired?
Coach Sirianni is not a bubblehead. He's not. No, I know he has moments where he's a bubblehead.
Many would disagree with that.
Yeah, sentiment. I don't know, man. This isn't like Belichick where like he's going to get fired and somebody's going to immediately offer him a job. This is his last shot at being a head coach. He's not trying to get fired.
I think he's at the point where he's just, whatever's going on, he's tired. He's fed up.
Can I offer a solution?
What?
It's a simple one. If he wants to be fired, resign.
No, you won't get that bread.
Well, but he'll make my life better.
No. You got to get that bread, though. We got some bread we got to get. Bread has to be gotten.
His bread has nothing to do with me.
Let's be realistic in this. We're not walking away from $7 million. We're not doing that.
You say we're like I'm part of his team.
No, I'm just saying.
I wanted the team to win
football
games.
That's not what you do. If you want to be the shot caller, big baller, whatever the case may be.
Shot caller, big baller, Nick Sirianni.
Well, he's not the shot caller. It feels like there's a lot going on, and he's not the one making the calls.
Well, speaking of that, let's hear from Jalen Hurts, because we've had a lot of conversation on this station about the relationship between Hurts and Sirianni. Is it in a healthy
place?
Y'all
better start listening to me, man. I know what I'm talking about. A little bit. Sometime. Maybe not this time.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Doesn't this feel weird to y'all?
Of course.
Out of all the press conferences, Coach Sirianni would have did himself a better service if he'd have started chewing gum last week.
Well, you know why?
When they won.
You know why it's absurd?
Why?
Because Hugh, if he was really like that standing on business, he would do what Doug did and refuse to accept the coordinators that the Eagles gave in this offseason and said, no, how about you just fire me?
Nah.
He took a neutered role this year, Hugh.
He's half fired anyway.
I think partly because he took the role is because it was cool in the beginning.
No, because he wants
something
his job,
it ain't cool
he's
no
not
more.
Trying to get
cool
fired.
About.
What are you talking about?
Cool no more.
What's cool?
$7 million. $7 million is cool, Joe.
Oh, so he's just here for the paycheck?
Yes.
Get him out of here, then. All right.
Hear me out.
No, you're done. Can we hear from Jalen Hurts? I'm losing my mind here. Can we hear from Jalen Hurts? Hugh, listen to this one. I thought this was a really good question. End of Jalen's press conference from Elliott about the idea of, hey, you guys are going to a bye, just coming off a bad loss. Do you and Nick talk about maybe the messaging to the team this week as the leaders? Listen to this one from Hurts about Sirianni.
Jalen, you and Nick are obviously big voices on the team as the head coach and the quarterback. As you enter the bye and you want to find an identity, do you two talk about maybe, what you want the message to be to the team or how you kind of want to handle, as you guys go into the second part of the year?
We have our moments.
That doesn't scream to you like something's wrong?
Oh, of course it does.
So I'm wrong for thinking the way that I'm thinking?
You're trying to tell us that our coach is purposely trying to get fired.
I'm not saying he's at a point where he doesn't care. I'm not saying he's trying to get fired. He's chewing gum at the press conference. You're chewing gum at a press conference after a game. You just got beat down. You chewing gum? You chew and you chew. You smacking? You smacking? Like that's not.
I felt like again.
Does that ooze like confidence to anybody? You had the press conference smacking.
No, no one has confidence. Howard Eskin is the only one that believes the coach knows what he's doing at this point. Okay, and then you got the head quarterback over here saying we have our moments. That's a layup question from Elliot. Like, yeah, we'll talk. We're going to have to, like, whatever he wants to say. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you were telling me they're getting in New Orleans.
They're getting in New Orleans. We're going to fix all these problems.
That dream is dead.
Listen, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. And I refuse to let you bring that negative energy in here. I'm going to give you, what's that? Some sage. I'm going to start burning sage in this studio.
You're already stinking up the joint with your lavender.
Don't be mad at me because lavender, like, you know what?
And we have guests today in the studio. Talking to you makes the lavender not work.
Because it was pungent, supposed to calm. I was supposed to be calm.
It obviously didn't work.
I am not calm. You are not making me calm, Kyle Quinn. I'm not calm. But I'm getting to New Orleans. That's happening.
Yeah, you work with me. You should never expect me to calm you down.
Listen, coach, if y'all listening, we got how many?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day.
Till the next game?
Yes.
13.
Okay.
The bye
math,
week.
Math. We got 13 days.
Joe, I'm pretty good at math.
Joe, stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Well, you know
we got,
they have a
we
bye
got 13.
Week.
I forgot because I was like, oh, seven.
Oh, no. I can't handle a football game this weekend. I need a week off. From this
we got team. We got 13 days. Take a little time off. Get your mind right. And we're going to beat up Cleveland. And that's going to be the start.
Well, actually,
we're going to score like 40 points.
Well, they're not all about that. But they'll be Cleveland.
40 points. We're going to light it up. AJ is going to be healthy. Devontae Smith is going to be healthy. We're going to light it up, and we're going to get this thing right back on track. We're going to be in the sweet spot of our season.
I'll take
doesn't
a
help that I'm blind.
17 win. I'm going to do 40.
And everybody's going to forget about the chewing gum at the press conference.
No, they won't.
We're going to forget about the accountability. We're going to forget about the accountability tweets.
No.
And we're going to let Darius Slay live. We're not going to kill Darius Slay on this show.
How does it feel to live with your head in the sand?
What are you talking about?
What
no,
do you mean?
I have an agenda. No, it's living. It's not living with my head in the sand. It's living with an agenda. I have an agenda, and my agenda right now is Louisiana.
I'm telling you, Hugh, you can
until
get there.
Personal vacation, first week of February. No, I am still in a good spot. It does feel kind of weird.
How
that,
are you in a good spot?
Wait a minute, let me finish.
How?
We're 2-2. Commanders are 3-1,
and they're better.
I don't get
that's weird to say.
I know
the Commanders are 3-1. And at the top of the division.
And they have a better quarterback right now. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Well, you know, just living with Hugh over here with his head in the sand. Howard defending the coach. I don't even know what's going on. I've lost control, Terrence.
I told Kyle I'm tapering down my expectations on the Eagles this year. And I'm just embracing for the Phillies in this playoff run. Here's the thing. We got Sirianni saying that he didn't have his team ready when you got all week to prepare. And you know Tampa Bay stumped you out in the playoffs the previous year. And you come out and you're straight flat. Jalen Hurts, I think I texted you this, Joe. He has no pocket awareness at all. Like, he doesn't step up in the pocket. But usually a quarterback, they would feel like somebody breathing on their neck. He doesn't feel nothing. He holds the ball out. He doesn't – after his first read, he just stuck. So I feel like – with the ascension of the Redskins and these guys coming up, I feel like we're in trouble. And I feel like the question is going to be, if we keep going the way we're going, the question is going to be, can Jalen Hurts and Sirianni coexist? I'm telling you, if we keep going down the stretch we're going, that's going to be the question. And one of these guys is going to be out of here, most likely, it's going to be the chew gum and Sirianni.
I agree.
He feels like a chew gummer today.
And I feel like these guys, I hear everybody say all the time, these guys are young, these guys are in their prime. But I feel like this is going to be another wasted season. Last year was a wasted season.
No, we ain't wasted season. Don't feel like that,
these
Terrence. It's not.
25 and 26, Hugh.
It's not, like, Terrence.
Hugh Douglas' agenda.
Terrence, we are 2-2.
That's not good.
But how do we look at 2-2? We have no identity on offense or defense. Fangio didn't have these guys ready at all.
Yeah.
That vanilla defense he's playing. He's playing off of the receivers getting cooked. Having Baker look like the second coming of Joe Montana is ridiculous. Like, offense or defense, we have no identity on either side of the ball. And I feel like you have Saquon Barkley, and even when AJ and Smith come back, it's going to take Jalen Hurts time to get back in the flow with these guys, and he's going to still be messing up, turning the ball over, and we know
that. Well, that's become the pattern, Terrence, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, it's a pattern. He turns the ball over every single week.
See, and now, like, people are starting to help me with this because this makes sense now.
Here we go.
A lot of people chew gum. Number one reason to chew gum is to control their emotions. I believe this. The second reason, chew fast and smack to control their anger. That makes sense to me.
So
shout out to my man, D-Gun.
Do you he suggest that I chew
Harvard
gum
study?
No,
that's a D-Gun study. I got to get that. You know, I got to give D-Gun the credit, OG the credit for that one, because
to prevent nausea?
But I said it was purposeful.
I need some gum.
I did say it was purposeful, but I thought it was for the other reason, like he was just trying to get fired. But that makes sense. Because he was so upset, he was trying to control his anger.
I'm going
to
bring a whole box of gum to the pregame show in 2 weeks for everyone there, just so we don't have to get angry watching the Eagles play.
I can't chew it, though, because these veneers pop out. But I ain't trying to go see the doc, because them things pop out.
You haven't been to the dentist in a while.
No, I had to go. Matter of fact, I got a phone call. I need to pick up my new mouthpiece.
Is it a break, or you seen a new one?
No, I don't even want to say it, because Kyle's going. But I have issues, and I need to.
Please elaborate.
No.
I think I have issues is a good drop good enough on its own. That's a good one. All right. Oh, that's a good one. Can I make a quick friendly suggestion? Because I know you want to go to New Orleans.
I'm going. We're going. Well, the Eagles and I are going.
So you ever hear of a hedge?
You remember this. Remember to clip this one. Mm-hmm. We making it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to be bullish.
You can save that.
Tickets?
And then when they get there in 3 years, you can say, I told you so. So, Hugh, I have a suggestion.
What you got?
So if the Eagles make the Super Bowl, we'll go and we'll do the shows there, right? That's your number one plan.
Yes.
I would make a backup plan. I would take a week of vacation. I'd put for the hotel in now, just in case the Eagles aren't there. You still could go if you want.
It's not the same.
I know.
It needs to be. We all need to go.
I would love to.
We all need to be there as a cohesive unit, as a fan base, all of that.
The last three times they went, you kind of knew at this point of the season we had a special team. It doesn't feel like that, does it?
That there's something to that.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
I wasn't here for the one we actually won. But
they were 4-0. Or just they were 3-1.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carson did have that, was that MVP status year.
They had a magical, usually when this team is great, they have magical starts.
Yeah, but I will say this. Well, I don't want to say that because it looks like right now Minnesota has the mojo.
They look like they do.
They look like early on.
Go back to your agenda. It's all right. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones coming up here. React to yesterday's loss to Tampa. Plus some audio from Jaws postgame on the performance of Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady's instant reaction to watching him turn the ball over yet again. Your calls. Who are you blaming the most? It's the Midday Show.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.